it's not their fault and you shouldn't blame them for their symptoms. And as a mental health first aider, it's also important to have...
The chances of coming across someone suffering from a mental illness is fairly high. Nearly 1 in 5 Americans experience a diagnosable mental disorder in a given year, and less than half, only 41% of people with mental health illnesses, utilize mental health services.
Depression, anxiety, these are the highest disorders in our community, and you know, maybe a family member or a friend or anyone in the community may be dealing with that kind of disorder, and you'll be able to help them once you get the training.
Sunday Lamwaka is the program coordinator assistant for the Mental Health First Aid Training Program at the Community Health Center of Buffalo. She says with mental health, a lot of people take long to get help. It could be a year, it could be a decade.
So that's why mental health first aid is really important, because we look at demystifying the whole topic of mental illness. So we want to, you know, reduce stigma, because stigma is the reason why a lot of people don't seek for help.
It's not a movie, but it's
Criminal Mind.
Criminal Mind.
Yeah, so they have like some episodes where they try to portray some of
these always
having psychosis.
The Community Health Center has several different courses for mental health first aid, from training at schools for adults who work with youth to courses designed for veterans and law enforcement. Two members from this October class, Ezra Mustafa and Terrell McElwain, work as clinical pharmacists at Millennium Collaborative Care. Mustafa says it's common in their job to come across mental illnesses.
We came to this course to kind of understand how we can start the conversation about getting professional help and how to approach a situation if we're ever in one.
A key component of the training is learning an action plan and how to help someone in a mental health crisis. Its acronym is ALGI. A, assess for risk of suicide or harm. L, listen non-judgmentally. G, give reassurance and information. E, encourage appropriate professional help. And E, encourage self-help and other support strategies. McElwain says it's essential knowledge for healthcare professionals and caretakers, but others should consider it too.
Because you never know, riding the bus at a doctor's office on vacation, where this information could be valuable and can be used.
During the training, participants were asked to role play how they would handle a crisis situation.
Oh my God, I missed my train. I got the ring. I gotta go to New York City. I missed the train. Oh, I'm gonna die.
Deborah Richardson is one trainee who found great value in this exercise.
Because what we want to be careful of, not to say the wrong thing. You know, it's very important that we know how to approach people, what to say to them, and what we can offer as far as information to help them. And I think that this course provided all of that.
Richardson, who is also part of the Erie County Anti-Stigma Coalition, says this should help her at her church, Lincoln Memorial United Methodist.
My church is becoming more diverse. You know, it's in the African-American community, and we generally don't seek help. And I think this opportunity affords me as a liaison and people coming into my church to reach out to them.
The 8 hours of training fly by. Problems covered include depression, anxiety, psychosis, substance abuse, and eating disorders. Lamwaka says it's important to confront our preconceived biases about mental health.
Just like physical illnesses, we don't have doctors in our communities just waiting for someone to fall sick. So it's the same thing here. We want to have mental health first aiders all over the community, so that if you see someone who is struggling, you'll be able to identify that they're going through something and you've already learned, you know, how to initiate help. Because a lot of times you may see that a person needs help, but you don't know how to approach them, you don't know how to offer your help or where to refer them to. You may think that you know already a lot of things about mental illness, but once you come here, we give you some of those steps that you need to take in order to help someone.
By becoming a mental health first aider, we learn to promote recovery, help reduce distress, and communicate during times of crisis. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.